Welcome to Share Talk. Today I am speaking to Michael Masterman, who is the chairman of W Resources. How are you today?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you very, very much for coming out of today's venue, based around Tungsten, and for taking 10 minutes out to come and speak to us.
It's a pleasure.
Update us on today's news, which is the strategic review of your copper and gold assets and the reasons behind your placing.
Okay. Well, look, W Resources holds its copper and gold assets in a company called Copper Gold Resources. Not particularly innovative, but it covers exactly what that company does, which is copper and gold. That's right. And look, our focus is on tungsten, but we've had a phenomenal 12 to 18 months in terms of expansion of our portfolio of gold and our portfolio of copper assets. We have São Martinho in central Portugal. We've had exceptionally good drilling results from that property, you know, including 56 meters at 2.6 grams a ton, literally from surface, 2.5 meters. We've also added two copper mines in our Tenosa, a license which was recently added to the portfolio, and we're seeing a lot of upside in terms of shallow, relatively fast-track copper developments there. When we make those announcements, and some of them were very, very good results, we're seeing some pushback from the market, and the market's saying, hey, Michael, tungsten. As the board reflected on it, as we took a lot of feedback from the market, and also as IPO markets and resource equity markets have continued to take off over the last 6 months, we've seen a lot of appetite for a much more focused copper and gold play. So one of our announcements today was saying, look, we've got these copper and gold assets. We see very substantial growth and success for them over the next 6 to 12 months. How do we get that value to shareholders? How do we get management focus on that separate from the most critical focus on the tungsten assets? So the board's agreed to look at the option of a spin-off. We're doing some important advanced work on that. And, you know, we're very much looking giving shareholders the opportunity, if you like, to have one W share and one copper gold resources share, both of which have got the potential to grow very substantially over the next 12 to 18 months.
Now, in relation to, obviously, today's news release, you said that the JORC update of the São Martinho gold resource is underway and expected to be completed in quarter two. And obviously, as from previous RNS releases, it says that the news releases on the assay results will be progressively released as they come through.
Look, I think we've got most of the results out. In the previous JORC report, we have 111,000 ounces. We've had some really, really, really good drilling results. So let the geologists and the geostatisticians crunch their way through the numbers and build that into an updated JORC report sometime in the second quarter. Let us also get our mind around the current non-JORC resource in the Alzia Torres copper deposit in central Portugal, and what we can do with the Tinoco former copper mine. So we know the markets are strong. We know there's a appetite for this kind of structured copper gold play. We'll be pretty sensible and practical about how we move that forward. And we think overall it's a great thing for W Resources shareholders.
So in relation, obviously, to your other projects then, if we can have a quick update on La Perilla.
Well, La Perilla's moving along. It's probably a good analogy would be, I think it's an English term, we're making haste slowly. So huge amount of work being done, but very, very efficiently. So we're compressing timeframes to get to production. We're making sure low-cost financing is in place. And we use some of the funds that we raised and announced today to advance La Perla, in particular getting the crusher and the jig and mill advancing towards installation and completion.
So in relation to sort of future news flow then, what are we expecting over the next couple of weeks and months?
Well, there's a lot going on at La Perla, and we'll look forward to giving you the rest of the London Stock Exchange first and then the rest of the market a very good update on the progress over the next 2 or 3 weeks and over the next 2 or 3 months.
If I was a shareholder, or wanted to be a shareholder rather, of your company, why would I want to be so at this stage?
Well, you have a very valuable development, can generate earnings of around about 50 million euros a year, which is a large amount of earnings for a small cap company. We can get to that kind of profitability because we have a unique combination of very low operating costs and very low capital costs. So we can move forward with very limited debt and with a low cost structure where we can make profits in almost any tungsten price environment you can understand. So La Perla generates substantial earnings. And look, think of it as a bonus. We think, particularly in this strongly recovering copper and gold small cap equity market, shareholders getting a bonus top of gold share will be very positive for them as well.
Is there anything further you would like to add today, Michael?
That's all. Great to talk to you, Steve.